We're at the end of your day. Siman Reish Mem Tes, discussing Hilchos Tzedakah. We are up to Seif Vav. So this is the very famous Rambam, but the Rambam that I've always been told about and that I've quoted many times does not exactly say what they say he says. Supposedly, the famous Rambam says that the highest level of tzedakah is to give someone a job, which makes sense, because if you give someone a job, he's not poor anymore. Right? Have you heard that? That's not exactly what the Rambam says. Let's see what the Rambam says. So the Shulchan Aruch is... What?
Today's daf.
I'm behind. I don't know what's today's daf.
Yeah, it's about tzedakah.
About tzedakah? Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. I keep falling behind. Yeah, there's a lot of the tzedakah, I mean... The main tzedakah sugyas are in Baba Basra, Daf Ches, and Tes, but we have seen a bunch of tzedakah sugyas in Suvas, in the fourth parak. But now we're already in parak 5 or 6. Okay, so here's the famous Rambam quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Mem Tes Seif Vav Shmone Ma'alos Yesh B'Tzedakah. There are 8 levels of tzedakah, Zu L'Malam Mizu, each one higher than the next. Okay. Maila Hagidola She'ein Lamala Mimena. The highest level of tzedakah. There's nothing higher. Hamachzik Biyad Yisroel Hamach. Okay, what does that mean? Hamachzik Biyad Yisroel Hamach. It is helping someone to prevent him from becoming poor. Okay, that's what it means. How do you prevent him from becoming poor? There's 4 possibilities. 1, v'nosi lo matana. You give him a gift. So why is that a high level of tzedakah? You're giving the guy a gift. That sounds like real charity, and that can be very embarrassing for him. Says the Shach in Sifkatan Vav Dekeven, because no, we're not dealing with a poor person. We're dealing with a person, you're catching him before he falls. He's not yet poor, but he's on his way down, God forbid. He's on his way to becoming poor, and you're going to do something to prevent that. So says the Shach in Sifkat Vav, Dekevet Shadayin Lo He'oni Legamre, Eino Mizbayesh. That since he's not yet a real Oni, he's not embarrassed. Shekein Derech Ha'ohav, Nas Is Matan Zalazah. You give your buddy as a gift. He gives me a gift. I give him a gift. So here, you're giving him a gift. Oh, it's sucker? No, because he's not yet poor. So he's not embarrassed to take that gift from you. So what is giving him a gift? Oh, halva, giving him a loan. Oh, se'imo shutzvis, you create with him a partnership. Oh, mamzi lo malacha, or you get him a job. Kidei lechazik yado, to strengthen his hand. She'lo yitzarech lebrios, that he shouldn't come to need charity. V'lo yishal, he shouldn't come to go have to go begging. V'alzenema v'chazaktaba, you strengthen him. So what's fascinating is what the Rambam seems to be saying, the way I understand it, is the highest level of tzedakah is making sure that a person does not require tzedakah. How do you do that? There's different options. One of them happens to be getting him a job. But it doesn't mean, well, once he's already poor, now maybe you could say it's a kal v'chomer. If he's already poor and you get him a job, so then for sure it's not embarrassing because you got him a job. You didn't give him charity, you got him a job. But the famous Rambam that they all quote, that the highest level of tzedakah is getting someone a job, which makes 100% sense, does not seem to be exactly what the Rambam's saying. The Rambam's saying the highest level of tzedakah is to prevent someone from becoming poor, and how you do that, it gives you 4 options. Now, the Shach here in Sifkatan Zayin prioritizes the options. Oseh Shutzvus, you create a partnership with him. Bu Adif Mehamilva. So it's better to give him to create a partnership with him, that's better than giving him a loan. Giving him a loan is better than giving him a gift. And, you know, getting him a job is better, maybe, I don't know what it means to create a partnership with him exactly, but seems to be, you know, something similar. But the ikar over here is that he's not yet poor, and you're preventing him from becoming poor. Now, again, you could say it's a kal v'chomer. For sure, if he's poor, and now you do something to get him out of poverty without giving him an embarrassing handout, So then, for sure, that's the highest level. That could be. But the way they quote the Rambam sounds like something I was expecting to see explicitly in the Rambam, and it's not explicitly in the Rambam. The way the Rambam formulates it, the highest level is to prevent someone from becoming poor, and it gives you four options. Within the four options, the Shach prioritizes them in a way that's just very logical, because the less embarrassing it is to the person, the better. But they're all considered the high level, because none of them is really embarrassing, because he's not yet considered poor. So he's not going to be embarrassed by a gift that you give him. Okay, Siv Zayin. Pachos Mizeh, one level below this. The guy's already poor. Hano Sin Tzedakah La'ani V'lo Yodah L'mi Yiteh V'lo Yodah Ha'ani V'mi Mekabel. I don't know to whom I'm giving the tzedakah, and the ani, the poor person, does not know from whom he's received the money. So it's much, much less embarrassment. The Kara of Lizet, so something close to that. How do I give money to a poor person? He doesn't know he got it from me. How does that work? So the closest thing to that is Hanosin the Kupa Shel Tzedakah, that you give to the local charity organization. V'lo Yiteh, however, if you want to give money to a charitable organization, a kupa tzedaka, v'lo yitin adam the kupa shel tzedaka, do not give money to kupa shel tzedaka, elim kein yodea, unless you know, sheha memune aleha, the one in charge of this charity, ne'eman, he's trustworthy, v'yodea linho bakashura, and he knows how to act properly with the tzedaka funds. So giving to a reliable, charitable organization, I don't know who's receiving my money, and the one who's receiving the money doesn't know, he might know he's getting it from the kupa, but he doesn't know from which individuals he's received the money. Now, it's interesting, the Mechaber says that Karov Lezeh, because I guess at some point, someone has to get him the money. So it's true that the one who wrote the check is not the one giving him the money, but there's some volunteer for the kupa, or some employee of the kupa, someone is giving him the money. So there is an element of embarrassment. Just, that's not the guy that gave the money. He's just the intermediary. So I'm guessing that's why the Mechaber says it's karov lezeh. It's not 100% the same thing. I mean, if you think about it, it's very hard to give someone something if I don't know who he is and he doesn't know who I am. He doesn't know who's giving it to him, and I don't know who's getting it. Pachos Mizeh, one level below, I'm in Sifches, Sheyodeya Hanosi Liminosin, I know to whom I'm giving the tzedakah. I leave it by his door. V'lo yod ha'onim imit lokeach, but he doesn't know from whom he's received. Kigon gedolei chachamim, that's what the chachamim used to do. Shehochem b'seiseh, they would go quietly in the middle of the night, u'mashlichem hamos v'pischanim, and they would slip envelopes underneath the door of the oni. So I know to whom I'm giving it. He receives the envelope. He does not know from whom he's received. So that's great. He doesn't know from whom to be embarrassed. Because they're roi lasos, that is an appropriate way of doing things and a practical way of doing things. Umayla tovahi, it's a good level. In ein hamamun amal tzedakah nogim keshura. So it sounds like the preferred is a previous level where you're giving it to the kupa tzedakah. The kupa tzedakah is going to give it to them. But if you don't trust the kupa tzedakah, then this is how you should do it. Pachot mizeh, one lower level, next sif test. Sheyodeya ha'ani minota. The ani knows from whom he's receiving the tzedakah. V'lo yod ha'nosi l'minosei, but the giver does not know to whom he's giving it. Kegon ha'chachamim, like the Gemara says about the chacham, shi'tzorim ha'mos b'sadineh ha'mashichan ha'son ha'choreem, u'boim ha'yinotum k'dei shelo yeh lehem busha. They were chachamim, who would take, let's say, envelopes full of money or food, whatever it was, put it in an open bag on their back. Put it in a knapsack on your back. They would walk. And the ani could come and take out of the bag, and the chacham wouldn't look behind him. So he doesn't know who's taking. I know I'm taking from him. I know I'm getting from him. The ani knows he's getting from him. But the one giving the tzedakah doesn't know to whom he's giving. So that's a lower level than the other way.
Says he would look over his back just to make sure people aren't stealing.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, once he's looking over his back, then you don't have this mila, right? Okay, I did see a discussion about that, actually. To make sure that no one who is unworthy is taking. I'm not sure. Sifyud. Pachos mizeh shitim va'ani biyadu kodim shi'ishav. A lower level is you know that someone's poor, and you hand him money. But you hand the money before he asks you for money. That's a higher level. I mean, it's lower than all the others. Yud Aleph, Pachas Mishitin Lekaroi, Achash Yisha, a lower level, is he's asking for money, and you're giving him the money. And you're giving him an appropriate, a respectable donation. Yud Beis, Pachas Mishitin Lekaroi, Pachas Maharoi, B'Sefer Ban Riyopos. A lower level of tzedakah, I guess, is he's asking you, you're giving him, and you're giving him less than you should be giving him, but at least you're giving it to him with a smile. A savior pun of Yafos. Pachos mizah, lower than that, she that you're giving the money, she can obey Eitzev, you're giving it to him sadly. Now, the Shach points out in Sifkaton Tes, what does it mean sadly? That sounds like inside I am pained by giving him tzedakah. But I'm not making funny faces at him. You can't see on my face that I'm not happy giving him tzedakah. Now most people, you know, are not such good poker players. So that means he's not happy giving the tzedakah, but he puts on a face, he doesn't show that he's unhappy giving him tzedakah. Why? The in the natural bishmona malos. Why? What if he makes a funny face? Like, you again, right? If he makes a funny face and makes it very clear that his mom is not interested in giving this guy money, and makes this funny face, says the shav the king lo natural bishmona malos. It's not part of the eight levels of tzedakah. You know why not? The hifsid tzchuso, because he lost his credit, he lost his points. He made that funny face, he lost the points. We saw that last week. Where do you see that? After we saw Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel, we learned last week, Tzarech Litein Etzadaka B'Seir Panim Yafos. You have to give it with a smile, B'Simcha V'Tuv Leibov. You have to give it Tzadaka happily. U'mis Oinein Ima Oni B'Tzaro. You have to be empathize with the Oni. U'medabu L'Dir Tanchumim. Give him Chizuk. Make him feel better. V'Nasar Upon Zawafos V'Roz. But if you gave it to him with a sour face, Maf Sin Tzchuso. You lost your credit. You lost your points. And there the shop says, even if you gave him a lot of money, it's worthless. Your heart should not be bad towards him. And that's what the shop says over here also by us now at the end of Sivkatan Tes. If you give it with a sour face, he loses his points, loses his credit. He's violating the Yeira Lavavcha. It's interesting. Because I would think Yeira Lavavcha is something internal. But it seems it's not internal. Because he's giving it with... inside he's upset. But he doesn't show it on his face. So it's part of the eight levels of tzedakah. It's the lowest level, but it's a level of tzedakah. He doesn't lose his points. He only loses his points when he shows it outside. Okay. Continues the Rambam in Sif Yud Gimel. Hagar no. The Al Kapanim lo yispayer ha'adam b'tzedakah shenol sein. A person should not be proud and brag about the tzedakah that he gives. V'mispayer, and if he's sounds like he's bragging about the tzedakah he's given, lo dayor she'enu b'kata schar. Not only will he not get schar for the tzedakah he gives when he brags about it, ela apilu ma'anishin oso aleha. He will be punished for bragging about the tzedakah that he gives. Umiko makom, nevertheless, this is a famous Rashba now brought down in the Ramah. You have a guy, and he built the shul, and they put a name on it. They put his name on the shul, base this, and base that, and oh well this, and oh well that. Now you gotta put your name up on the shul. Isn't that showing off the tzedakah that you gave? The famous Shiva Zaraja says, no, that's okay. And it's quoted by the Ramah. You have a right to give big bucks. You have a right to put your name up on the Aron Kodesh, on the Bima, on the Shul, men's section, women's section, men's sanctuary, the name of the Shul, the name of the Kila, whatever it is. Misha Makdish Davar L'Tzedakah. One who donates something for Tzedakah, Mutu Lo Shichtov Shmo Olav. He's allowed to write his name on that which he gave. Shehelo L'Zikaron, that it should be a remembrance for what he gave. Ra Ui Lazos came. The Ramah saying it's not a b'di'evit. It is proper. When you give big bucks, you donated a building, it is proper to put your name on the building. Okay, the opponents can explain what do you mean, Royal Assets? Is it a higher level not to put your name on the building? Maybe. Here he says that way they can't change it to something else. You see your name on the building, you won't be able to decide this building we're no longer going to use as a shul, we're going to use it as something else, which of course has many other halachic problems. But when you donate something, your name is on it, so then you rest assured that they're not going to use it for a purpose for which you did not donate it. But the Rashba goes on to say that you will inspire others to give tzedakah, and the famous, this is again a very famous Rashba, quoted in the Ramah, that you have a right to put your name up when you donate big bucks for something to the community. But one should not walk around, you know, proud and boasting about the money that he's given to stuff. Sif Yidal. Tovli te bruto lo ani kodem kol tfila, shenemar ani betzedek echazeh panecha. With tzedek, or with tzedakah, I will kaviyochol see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Or Kadosh Baruch Hu will see me. So it's proper to get tzedakah before davening. Before each tefillah. Okay, the Shach says you don't have to give it to the Ani. You can put it in the pushka, put it in the tzedakah box. Sif tesvav, gabay tzedakah, sheish ba the most tzedakah. You're a gabay tzedakah, people give you money. What should you do with that money? Yasiu ben besulos anios she'ein tzedakah gedol mizu. You should use it to marry off poor girls. There's no greater tzedakah, says the Mechaber. Although the next Mechaber is going to come up with a greater tzedakah maybe. But here the Mechaber says the greatest tzedakah is marrying off poor girls. And the Shach here, Tzivkat Yeralev, brings down from the Maram Al-Shakir, Davka Yisomos, poor orphan girls. So I had a very hard time with the next Siv. Siv Tezani is based on a Yerushalmi. It's somewhat controversial and definitely debatable. Okay, it could be a whole shiur, but we're just going to go through it quickly. Siv Tezayin. Yesh misha omer she mitzvah beis hakneses. The mitzvah of building a shul adifa mi mitzvah tzedakah. The mitzvah, after he told his high school tzedakah, is marrying off poor girls. Says the Mechaber now, Yesh Misha Omer, there is one who says, that the mitzvah of building a shul takes precedence over giving money to poor people. That's the first thing the Mechaber says here in Sifta Zayin. And he says another thing. Umitzvah tzedakah in orim lomo Torah, the mitzvah of supporting Avreichim to learn Torah. Olocholim aniyim, or poor sick people who are, the way I saw it brought down, mamish in a pikuach nefesh state, adiv mi mitzvah beis hakneses. So based on this Yerushalmi, now the Gro disagrees with the Mechaber over here, because there's different ways of learning Yerushalmi, different girsas, but the way the Mechaber says it, first he tells us the highest level of tzedakah is to marry off poor girls. The Shach wants to clarify poor orphan girls. Then he says, the Mechaber continues, that building a shul is more important than giving tzedakah. Meaning, it's a priority, tzedakah is to build a shul. Then he says that the tzedakah that you give to support Avreichim, that you give to the Kohelet to support the Avreichim, that's more important than the shul. Or to Cholim Aniyim, who are in a Pikuach Nefesh situation. So a Pikuach Nefesh situation, that is easily understood. That is should be a number one priority. But after he tells us that marry off the poor girls is high level priority, Yesh Misha Omer, higher than that is a shul, and higher than the shul is supporting the Kailo. And then the Bira Grovier is not convinced. Continues the Ramah, Hagah, Mashinog in this one, Tzedakah, were made to Mishas Haskar, Mishamos, Minig, Vasikilu, Umahani, the Mishmos, saying, there is a strong minig Yisrael that when one says Yizker, that they pledge charity, they pledge tzedakah as an ilui neshama to help their deceased relatives. So it says the Rama is a fan of the minhag. It's a minhag vasikinu, and it helps the neshamas of the deceased relatives. So the Taz points out in Sif Katan, hey, what is this word? Hatam. You know why it works to get stuck in memory of deceased relatives? Because the relative, Hashem knows the hearts and thoughts of each and every one of us. And Hashem knows that the deceased relative, if he were alive and had money, he would give the money to tzedakah. And therefore, he's not alive. But when I give the money to tzedakah, it counts towards his credit. However, continues the Taz, but if it's somebody that never gave charity, he was a cheapskate, he didn't believe in tzedakah, so then it's not going to help, because Hashem, the whole point is that if he were alive, he would give the tzedakah. Hashem knows if he were alive, he wouldn't give tzedakah, because he never gave tzedakah, then it won't work. However, I did see brought down that this is all talking about other relatives, but any mitzvah that a child does automatically amasses points in Shemayim for a deceased parent. Like a different set of rules, because the child is an extension of the parent. The parent is no longer here. Anything that the child does, he doesn't have to have a whole hinni muchan mozuman, and this should be the ilui nishmas, his father, his mother. He doesn't need to say that, because this is everything automatically is amassed points for his parent. When he wants to do something for a grandparent, that might be different. For aunt and uncle, that's different. For a sibling, God forbid, that's different. But for a parent, he doesn't necessarily need to do that. Now, it's interesting, the Gra here brings down the source for this idea actually comes from last week's parasha, the end of parasha Shoftim, by the parasha of Egla Arufo. The Gra here, in Oz Chaf Aleph, says, B'sifri, so parasha Shoftim, kaper la'amcha. By the Egla Rufa, where they found the dead body, and they measure which city is closest to it, and they come and take the Egla Rufa, smash off his head, wash their hand, kaper la'amcha, they say, atone for your nation. Eilu achayim, the measure says that refers to those who are alive. Asher padisa, that which you have redeemed, eilu amesim, that refers to those who are dead. Melamish ha'mesim tzrichin kapara, that the mesim need a kapara, and those that are alive can do something to effect the kapara for those who are no longer with us, and that is the minhag to pledge tzedakah when one says yisker, the ilui neshama of relatives. So that is siman, reish, mem, tes.